Thank you for joining me. This is Rebecca Rizzo with the Red Hair Energy with Shea Rizzo, and I'm coming to you to share with you 7 things to remember when you're being judged by others. Now, I tried to record this via YouTube and it didn't work out. It kind of cut me off, and I am now in a different outfit, so I am just going to go ahead and voice record this. But I do want you guys all to remember that really, if you guys wanted to find out more of the information that I'm gathering, I do have that available on my Pinterest page. I have lots of different folders on there to share the information that I collect. So today is all about 7 things to remember when being judged by others. The first is, it's not about you, it's about them. I think that's probably really important because so many of us worry. We worry so much when someone's not nice to us or someone's being mean to us or they're judging us or they're saying that we're doing something that's wrong. And what you need to remember is that's their own filter. That's their own issue. It's not yours. Number 2 is, it doesn't matter what they think of you. It matters what you think of you. I was told not that long ago, and it was funny because it's the first time I've ever heard it, was, it's none of my business what other people feel about me or think about me. It really isn't. And it's really, I mean, part of that is to protect yourself, because honestly, half the time people are judging you, it's really them judging themselves because of the lack of not having what you have. So remember, it doesn't matter what they think of you, it matters what you think of you. And you need to really do some inner work and some inner child work, some shadow work, to kind of get a little bit deeper and to really love yourself, even with all of the mistakes and decisions that you've made throughout your life. Really, it's very important that you love yourself and all of your imperfections. The next is, you don't have to convince anybody of anything. I mean, if somebody was to judge you and think that what you're doing is wrong, and this is something I'm newly learning, it's not something that just comes super easily. I will tell you, it is really hard to not feel like you need to convince yourself or convince them. I mean, honestly, I think that's part of it. It's almost like you're defending yourself because you don't believe it, and you are trying to convince them to believe it. But it's really you that you are having the conversation with, because it doesn't matter, again, what they think. You don't have to convince them. You don't need them to know the truth. You need to remind yourself of the truth. So again, the validating and the making sure that you express yourself why you are doing what you're doing, and trying to really get validation from you, is, again, you need to believe the truth that you have and that it's your truth. The fifth is, you don't need them to accept you or the situation. You need to come to your own acceptance of yourself in the situation. It doesn't matter what other people feel about it. Like, say for instance, you're going through a breakup. A lot of folks worry, who am I going to get out of this, right? What relationships am I going to be able to maintain after my relationship with my spouse or my significant other has ended? Be worrying about and convincing to accept that situation, to understand that it may just roll out the way that you're not anticipating, and to understand that you're just going to come to terms with whatever happens is okay, that it's for your well-being and nobody else's but your own, okay? The sixth is, you can't stop them judging you, so focus all your energy on detaching. Don't give them your power. One of the things I always tell my kids is, consider the source. If somebody is sitting there judging you and they think that you're doing something wrong, or they feel that they can correct you on some level, understand that that really is not, it's not anybody's place but your own. Detach yourself from that power you're giving to them. Understand, if they're judging you, it's their own issue. It honestly is coming from within them and their lack of feeling like they're not good enough. Just remember that. Be mindful when they do start to judge you, and come from a place of compassion to them, because honestly, if they feel that they have the power to come in and judge you, it means that they're feeling very small about themselves. So know that. The other is, this is the last one, and this is the one that, for whatever reason, every time I go to record this, it ends up cutting off at this point. But I will tell you, if they're judging you about something you already feel insecure about, then it's a blessing in disguise, because it's validating that level. Someone is seeing something, they're judging you for that. But honestly, it's all about you wanting to heal yourself. So sometimes when people say things and it really resonates with you, it resonates with you because you believe what they're saying is true. And so When that is the case, it's up to you to make the decision on how to move forward so you can get to that healed level. Being able, life is just about showing you what you need to heal within. That's everything that comes to you and percolates. So when someone is judging you and they're judging you about something that you already are familiar with and you're already having a hard time with processing about because it's something that you have and you don't like, that's giving you validation to make the change, that you are worth making the change if you do find what they're saying to be true. But again, the most important thing is to understand that who they are, that consider the source. Are they somebody you want to be more like? Are they somebody or something that is going to get you at a higher elevation? If the answer is no, walk away from them. They don't matter. And if they're being rude to you anyway and you don't feel good, walk away from them, because the key to life is to finding your happy. And we're going to get right back to it, guys. You know, if you've listened to me or if this is your first time, the one thing you need to know about energy with Shea Rizzo, it's all about finding your happy. I truly do believe that the reason why we are here on this planet Earth during this time, during this space, this dimension, this experience is all about making sure we can find things to find that make us happy, because that will change our frequency. And that vibrational frequency will ripple around us and bump into others. So if it's positive and you are absorbing stuff around you, whether it be listening, touching, seeing, smelling, any of those things that make you happy, that's the goal, because your energetic frequency will shift and it will definitely affect those around you. So love light, many blessings, and remember, our reason for living is to find our happy. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Check the little alarm so that you get notified when I give new uploads. And I will tell you, I do upload weekly. So please stay tuned. I have so many things I'd love to share with you. And if there's anything that you have interested, anything that has to do with bettering your life and increasing your frequency, share with me. If you have questions, I'd love to talk to you about it. Again, thanks so much. Thanks for joining Energy with Shea Rizzo, Rebecca Rizzo with the Red Hair. Love, light, many blessings.